Good morning, 8:09 here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now as he does somebody from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office does either sheriff or typically Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy. Chief Deputy Tucker, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you. Let's start with this. Anything happen over the weekend that we ought to know about?
Well, since you and I last spoke, we've unfortunately had another shooting. We had an incident here in the Milton area, the East Milton area, as a matter of fact, where a property owner received a call that somebody was possibly burglarizing a residence that he owned. So he went over to check it out. When he arrived, he wound up firing around through a front door and into a person. However, after the fact, we discovered the person actually was there with permission and legally. So the property owner himself was actually arrested for aggravated battery, as well as violation of an injunction that prohibited him from being in possession of a firearm.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, and the person who was shot is going to survive, or do we know?
Yes, sir. It was non-life-threatening injuries, and, you know, he's on the road to recovery.
Well, that's really good news. So, okay. There's been I know sometimes kind of the impression is that, well, there's been a lot recently. But it does seem like there have been more recently in Santa Rosa County, even though the levels are still sort of statistically relatively low, but it has been a little bit more. Is this just the random way these things happen, or is there some kind of pattern here?
It does seem like there's been a lot more because there's been several in a very, very short period of time. We're really consistent with last year where we are the number of shootings. It's just we've had three or four just kind of back-to-back with two being the same night.
Right.
So it seems like there's been a lot more, but really we're pretty level with where we were last year. I think last year we had around 14 or 15 shootings where somebody actually got shot at in the year. And we're kind of on par with that this year as well.
And I know that, you know, when you have such a low total number, any time one happens, especially if one and another one happens together, it can seem like, oh, my God, what's going on? But, you know, so it's good mm-hmm. to get the statistics kind of straight. Hey, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, the local option sales tax renewal is on the ballot for Santa Rosa County. I assume that that the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office is in support of this because you've seen use for it so far, right?
That's correct. You know, we are obviously a branch of the government or a component of the government, so we're solely dependent upon taxes and tax base to fund our operation. With the local option sales tax that the voters had previously approved, I can tell you personally, we've seen some tremendous improvement in our ability to operate effectively, and, you know, we've come to rely on that, and, you know, so that's something we support. It's important for people to remember that it's not a raise in taxes. It's just keeping things the way they were as opposed to taking away from.
Right.
And, you know, we're going to do what we have to do no matter what the voters decide. But certainly that half cent does wind up helping us out quite a bit.
Can you maybe just tell people a couple of things that money has been spent on at the sheriff's office? Because I know it's good to hear from you that you value it, that it's essential, but that you'll find a way no matter what. But I think it'd probably help them if they had a better idea of, you know, oh, well, it's cars or it's guns or it's jail or, you know, whatever it is that you guys
sure.
are doing with it.
What the big benefit that we've had with it is as far as a what the eye can see, the tangible nature is cars and equipment for those cars. But what you have to realize is if we buy cars, let's say we take, just to throw a number out there, let's say we buy $2 million of cars and equipment. Well, that's $2 million that would have ordinarily been budgeted for cars that goes somewhere else. So just because the lost money is spent on cars, doesn't mean that's the only benefit of that money. That money now frees up money that we had already budgeted or were planning on using for cars, and we're able to do something else in the county with that money.
Okay. So
wherever
it's
we spend that money, there's going to be a positive impact on the total budget, the overall budget.
Okay, so it's not necessarily
or,
that you get
in some cases, that's money that can go back.
Right, so it's not necessarily that you get more equipment, even though that's what it purchases, but you might get the same equipment, which then frees up money to be spent elsewhere in the budget because general revenue doesn't have the limitation that lost money has on it, right?
Correct.
All right,
correct.
Very good. Well, that's helpful. Okay, that's very helpful. Hey, last thing I wanted to ask you about, Chief Deputy Tucker, is just to kind of give us an update on what sort of presence policing, if at all, does the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office have at, say, Tiger Point getting onto the bridge, or at the other end at Garcon Point, or especially like that turn lane? You know, what kind of sheriff's presence is there along this now highly used corridor?
Well, certainly that's an area that we're keeping an extra close watch on because of the higher volume of drivers. Anytime you have a higher volume of traffic, as you well know, that's going to slow things down. It's going to increase the risk of traffic accidents, of road rage, and things of that nature. So certainly we're focusing a little bit extra attention on those areas. As far as having someone stationed there, we don't have that currently. But we've got the people who are responsible for those areas are paying some extra attention to that.
All right. Well, that is helpful. Chief Deputy Shane Tucker at the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, thanks so much for the time. Thanks so much for doing all the little things that we don't think much about, like including keeping our elections nice and safe, which you'll be doing tomorrow. We appreciate that as well. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Have a great day, Andrew. Talk to you later.